This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing and how you're doing it or where you're doing it, thanks for what you do to keep America moving along. Thanks for everything that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line that I'm going to take right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Mary from St. Pete.
What's up?
Listen, I don't know if that's a good idea to do that debate. Maybe he could, just ask that his... You know, we're all getting tired of watching him being picked on. And as a supporter, we just want to kind of see somebody step up for him.
Well, it won't be the moderator because he got another one that's in the tank for the other side of the aisle. So,
well, they all are.
Yep.
And I think as follows, you know, we're getting tired of him getting stepped on.
Yeah.
We kind of want to watch after him. I think on that last debate, he was really getting sick with Biden. He was getting sick before with that debate.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace. But on this one, I don't think he should do it. This lady,
okay,
you're right.
All right, let's ask Denise. Okay, Denise, should he do it or shouldn't he?
Well, he's taking a whole different approach from what we're told, he being Trump. So this is kind of the last hurrah. Now, we have to remember voters out there. Who is uncommitted? And the uncommitted are the suburban housewives and the independents. So, you know, based on the polls, and Matt, you're the big poll watcher.
Yep.
Based on the polls, there is a 4 to 5% of, you know, the electorate that is sitting on the fence. They don't know where they need to be. Well,
correct.
4 or 5% is going to be very important to both of these candidates. So this is Trump's chance to kind of, you know, make his final closing argument here. And I think if he does it the right way, I mean, he can even just show up and just, you know, almost say very little and still do the right thing. I don't know if you've noticed his tone a little bit has changed even in the last 3 or 4 rallies that he has done as recently as yesterday.
Yeah, I've noticed. Mm-hmm.
His tone of voice has changed. His the way he says things has changed here a little bit. So I think that may have been a little bit of a practice before Thursday night.
Well, wasn't the League of Women Voters the ones that used to do the debates?
I think that's true.
And then somewhere we came up with this Presidential Debate Commission, which happens to be pretty much a bunch of liberals.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeez. I think we need to go. That's the source. I think we need to turn around and do something different.
Well, there's a lot of that's under discussion now. I guess we got 4 years to figure it out, don't we?
Yeah, I don't ever remember going back maybe 10 years or a little bit more than 10 years. I'd say two election cycles anyway. I don't ever remember all this this nonsense going on with a moderator that was in the tank for somebody else and asking pointed questions. I just don't remember it. And it's only been since Barack Obama and then Trump that we've had this problem, in my opinion.
Well, you also have to understand we've never had a media that was such a collection of haters as this media.
Yeah, you're right, and that unfortunately is where we're at right now. Now, nearly a dozen Republican members of the House have asked Attorney General Bill Barr to appoint a special counsel to investigate the reported evidence of influence peddling. Now, thanks to the Hunter Biden emails.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's just a gesture. That's just a, kind of a shot across the bow. That's just not going to happen. And I'll tell you that it really almost doesn't, even if there was time, it doesn't need to happen because the Department of Treasury has a division called OFAC, and they track any monies that's shady. And anything over $10,000 because of the Patriot Act. So pretty much every transaction that has ever been paid to Hunter and or any of those in his circle, we know about. And then we know necessarily where it goes, mostly into investment accounts. So the Treasury Department's known about this. As far as the communications go, not just the communications for Bevin Cooney, who is sitting in prison, and communications with Devin Archer and, those with Hunter Biden himself, they can easily pull up those emails, and you can get the metadata off of those and check all of that. Okay. Then we have to, and I actually wrote about this yesterday, because
All right, well, hold that thought because we're coming back from the break. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Biden team of married men and women. There's quite a little connection there. And caller, hang on. I'll get right to you in a second. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And let me tell you about my friends over at balanceofnature.com, because for a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. They are a wellness website. They got all kinds of products over there. And what I'm taking over there is the fruits and veggie capsules. And I'll tell you what, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not getting enough of the right kind of foods either and not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and that's the way to go, because that definitely will do it for you. And all you got to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And again, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. balanceofnature.com. And back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we continue our conversation, I'm going to go over to the phone line. We've got Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning. I got three quick comments, and then I'm going to hang up. And to my, they're depressing, but they're not defeatist. Number one, the Committee on Presidential Debates was created in 1988. It's the chairman of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. And since, for the last 32 years and ongoing, it's a collection of hacks and party apparatchiks. It's just designed to keep anybody else from having debates. Before that, it was the League of Women Voters. It doesn't matter, because they're all controlled by the same Marxist org that controls us now. Okay, point two, you talked about the metadata and everything. Yeah, that's all true. There's the DIA and the Defense Department and the NSC. They've got everything. They're going to have this call once I hang up in somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay? The question is the will there? Is the will there to prosecute? I don't think it's there. I hope I'm wrong. My last point, and three, is have you ever considered that all these people that we're up against that are locking behind the Bidens, including Twitter, et cetera, a Facebook, et cetera, et al, the media. Have you ever considered that they're on the payroll of China, too? That's what we're up against. These people are bought and paid for by China, okay? somehow, some way, they're getting money, compensation, gifts, whatever, and it's probably in a Swiss bank, or China's got what's called compromat on them, and I'm sure Denise Simon knows what compromat is.
Yeah.
Thanks, bye.
All right, and I do believe that there is money, Chinese money, in Twitter and Facebook, if not from investments, then from advertising, because I've seen the ads and some of the companies that are in there, and I believe they have connections to China, some of them.
Okay, well, I do know that it's in media, and media, you know, based on what it is that they publish, you know, they get a free, I shouldn't say free, but they get positive cooperation from the Facebooks and the Twitters. So,
right.
Yeah, clearly. It's the cable news and the network news that has Chinese influence in it.
Well, they keep talking about Russia, and it's not Russia that's the problem. It's China, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, don't think that China's not doing the exact same thing that Russia does. It's
sure.
Just that the reason we keep hearing about Russia is because of Adam Schiff and Chris Murphy. But, you know, It's China that has the Thousand Talents program, that has the Confucius Institute, that brings in, you know, 70,000 Chinese students into our universities. It has those, and the Thousand Talents program is where we have corporations and academia that's infected by Chinese operatives. I mean, I've written about it so many times. I mean, if you understood how many Russian operatives there are here in the United States, you couldn't walk a four-city block area of Washington, D.C. or New York and not have passed 20 Russian operatives.
Well, I was going to say tens of thousands.
Well, no. I mean, they're not in a four-block area.
No, I mean between the two of them, between China and Russia, you got tens of thousands of operatives there because a lot of those students are not students.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And then Silicon Valley is absolutely infected with them. Why do you think that we just recently closed that Chinese embassy in Houston?
Yeah. Spying.
Yeah. And, well, they're all operatives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question, because you wrote an article yesterday, which is on your website, founderscode.com, about meet the key Biden team players. And there's some real interesting characters in that bunch.
Well, we have to kind of go back, because what you're going to get is all the replayers from the Obama-Biden administration. You're going to get Ron Klain. You're going to get Elizabeth Warren. You're going to get Richard Cordray, which, you know, he himself is a commie from the Consumer Protection Bureau. You already have Anita Dunn, and I don't know how I remind people of this one often. Remember the woman who was giving a speech, and she said, two of my favorite people are Mao Zedong and Mother Teresa?
I do.
Okay, well, that's Anita Dunn.
Yeah, okay.
She's one of the top campaign people, and she was married, or is married, to a lawyer by the name of Bob Bauer, who was one of Obama's White House chief counsels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Anita Dunn, when she left the White House, you know, she went to work for who? S.D. Knickerbocker. And her husband was at Perkins Coie of Fusion GPS fame.
Yes.
All right. So, I mean, you really have to look at it. Who has, we got Jamie Dimon. Ron Klain, by the way, became the Ebola czar. Remember that one?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if you just look at the people that are part of his team, and you compare that to the DNC's platform from their convention, you got everything that's going to be coming. So, I mean, if anybody wants to do the work, these undecided voters and these independents, If you want to do 5 minutes worth of work, you all of a sudden are going to find out real fast who you get if you vote for Biden. Now, you got some top people that came from Facebook, Apple, and Google that are also part of the team, too. You got this woman by the name of Jessica Hertz, who came from Twitter. You got another one, Carlos Mongi, who also came from Twitter. I mean, look, if you think we don't have operatives in there, we do.
How about this super PAC that popped up here? The, what's it called? The Unite Country or something?
Yeah, that's a fun one. I just decided to kind of poke around and see what I could necessarily find out about, you know, Hunter being a foreign agent. Well, you know, Biden's super PAC is run by a foreign agent.
Good God.
It's called Unite the Country. And okay, it's run by a foreign agent. Jeez. So then I go off to the FARA, the Foreign Agent Registration Database, which is run by who? Treasury.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Department of Justice. Well, is the name Hunter any place in here? No. Is the name Rosemont? Because that's the Chinese connection, Rosemont Seneca, Rosemont Bohai, or anything, which is, by the way, part of the Kerry, John Kerry operation. Are they listed in there? No. But if you go to Blue Star Strategies, oh, yeah, we have some Blue Star Strategies that are listed there as a foreign agent. And we have a couple of interesting people inside the Blue Star Strategies, which is Sally Painter, who has some interesting background. And there's another one by the name of Tramontano. Well, she was the deputy chief of staff to Bill Clinton. She worked for John Podesta. Do you see where all this is coming? I mean, it's
yep.
We're regurgitating all these progressive Marxists constantly.
Yep. But, of course, Biden's not a Marxist.
No, he doesn't need to be.
He's not a socialist. He's a good old boy. Oh, my God. To be continued. Here comes the music. This is way over the top, way over the top. And we'll definitely share this out there for the world to see. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. So have yourself a great day. All right. That's Denise Simon, everybody, from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. By the way, in the chat room, I give you a heads up there. I just posted those articles in there for you to look at, and I'm going to get them out on the Facebook page here in just a couple minutes. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on the campaign trail in Prescott, Arizona Monday boasts America's military strength.
We've upgraded our nuclear to a level that it's never even been close to. We have new rockets and missiles and ships and tanks. What we have is incredible. The F-35 fighter jet, the best in the world, self. Tankers, new freighters, we have everything. $2.5 trillion all made in the USA. We are the envy of Russia. We are the envy of China. Nobody has the equipment, even the hypersonic missiles that Obama messed up on. We have hydrosonic missiles that go seven times faster than a normal missile.
Democrat candidate Joe Biden will remain at home this week. Thursday is the last presidential debate taking place in Nashville, Tennessee. The moderator will be Kristen Welker of NBC. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you all about where those are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. National Aviation Academy, and here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, that's directly across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater. Now, you can go to the website, NAA.edu, to find out more information. But the best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy is to call them up on the phone and schedule an appointment and take a tour of their campus. Now, the number to call would be 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour. And that is the absolute best way to see what it is they do and what you can wind up becoming by watching and listening and asking the questions that you need to ask to get the answers you want to have. So, 800-659-2080 is the number to call. Now, before we get started with our regular military and veterans news, I want to mention that the French police have a major operation underway right now after the beheading of the teacher last week, which was a gruesome attack, and police operations are underway into dozens of people who already issued messages of support for the attacker. They're rounding up some 231 people, or at least that's their goal, right there in France, and we'll see if they're able to do all of that. These are radical Islamic individuals that they're going after, and again, we'll see if they're able, in fact, to do that and where that goes. Now, the Trump administration rejected a proposal by Russian President Vladimir Putin for a one-year extension of a critical nuclear arms control treaty, dimming the chances of a diplomatic breakthrough before the November 3rd U.S. presidential election. President Trump had been hoping for that. Now, President Trump also signed into law a pair of bills designed to help prevent veteran suicides, including a measure to establish a new three-digit national crisis line similar to 911 for mental health emergencies. And that should be going into effect around the first of the year. Now, on Thursday, the Marine Corps held a sunset ceremony for Marine Attack Squadron 311, or VMA 311, as the Corps looks to move from the AV-8B Harrier to the F-35 Lightning, according to the Marine Corps. And National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said, despite the Trump tweet, an Afghanistan Christmas withdrawal is highly unlikely. And he said, when I'm speaking for the president. So we'll see where that goes. Also, a White House official traveled to Damascus for secret meetings with the Syrian government seeking the release of at least two U.S. citizens thought to be held there. That's how the president was able to obtain the release of the two Americans that were there, plus get the body of a third one who had died in captivity. Now, with artificial intelligence, every soldier is a counter-drone operator. With the addition of artificial intelligence and machine learning, the aim is to make every soldier, regardless of job specialty, capable of identifying and knocking down threatening drones. And we'll see once again how that goes. By the way, Anduril Industries has adapted existing technology developed for base and border protection over the course of 11 months so it could detect cruise missiles, which it did during the Air Force's advanced battle management system demonstration. That was according to the company's chief strategy officer. And despite disruptions due to the COVID-19, development of the future vertical lift family of manned and unmanned aircraft remains on track for the Army. We'll see how that all plays out in the next few days down the line. Meanwhile, moving to overseas, a boarding team from the guided missile destroyer Winston Churchill transited the Iranian vessel before carrying out an initial seaworthiness inspection in the Arabian Sea, where they found the crew was in desperate need of food and water. They gave them some, made sure their vehicle was okay, their vessel was okay, and sent them on their way. And even if an intra-Afghan deal is reached, many Afghans fear that the country's many factions, including the Taliban, will continue to fight for power if the U.S. and NATO troops leave. Well, that's a no-doubter. By the way, Venezuela's propaganda videos are now showing warships armed with the new Chinese-made anti-ship missiles. Venezuelan Navy has those. And the U.S. military said, as it defended its airstrikes against the Taliban fighters last week, the insurgent group accused Washington of violating their signed agreement and warned of consequences if such actions continued. By the way, ISIS attacks are surging right now in Africa. We are talking about ISIS. They're still around. They've just moved to where they were at. Now, militants carrying the black flag of the Islamic State launched an daring land and sea assault at the strategic port city of Mocimboa de Poi in northern Mozambique. In less than a week, they routed government forces, captured the entire town, and declared it the capital of a new Islamic province. Wonderful. By the way, the DOD reports 306 suicides in the first and second quarters of this year, which represents a 1% increase from 2019. That's not good. Any increase of any kind is definitely not a good thing. Hopefully we can get that back under control. And after a controversial summer, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Mark Milley, is holding his own with a string of public pronouncements. In the meantime, the U.S. military is ready to fight, but it won't be in the future unless Congress continues to boost defense budgets, so says Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Now, the president is doubling down on his decision to retweet a QAnon conspiracy theory that Osama bin Laden is still alive. He dug in on a conspiracy theory over the bin Laden raid. I don't know what that's all about. I have yet to see it. And I'm not so sure that's him anyway. And you can expect artificial intelligence and command and control and survivability to be watchwords of the House Armed Services Committee as it goes forward, with the chairman, Adam Smith, saying that those topics will be his focus as he pursues smart investments in national defense in the new Congress. By the way, the U.S. Army is launching an effort to increase soldier performance by outfitting active brigades with special teams and fitness coaches, nutritional specialists, and physical therapists by 2026, 110 new brigades coming. And the Army announced that soldiers will not be declared absent without leave until a search is conducted, an investigation is launched, and family or friends have contacted under a new Army measure to track soldiers when they go missing, or AWOL, as we call it. All right. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So, don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extend Dovite. after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And by the way, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not getting enough of the right kind of foods, not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and if you're certainly not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature and the Fruits and Veggie Capsules. Now, I take them, and I'll tell you what, I really feel good, and I've been feeling really great since I've been taking them. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they've got there, use the product code RESULT, RESULT, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Don't forget to use the product code RESULT, RESULT, balanceofnature.com. And joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, we talked about this during the break. You have those, do you have those little mini clinics in the drugstores like we do down here?
Yes, we have those. We also actually have a lot of separate little pro-health clinics here, there, and everywhere. It's not in all the drugstores, but it's in several of them. But the, you know, the whole clinic system is big in and around where I live. And it, like I said, not just in the drugstores, but separate as well.
Well, this caught my attention, this headline. CVS to hire 15,000 workers to prepare for more COVID-19 cases. Now, they do vaccines there. They do flu vaccines. They do pneumonia vaccines. And we know that there is a COVID-19 vaccine coming soon. Do you suppose that they would do that there, too, and that's why they're going to add a bunch more people?
I would think they probably had something to do with it. It's not like they're going to be treating COVID.
No.
CVS. So, yeah, I would assume it's probably for some sort of rollout for the vaccine moving forward. And like I said, hopefully, God willing, the vaccine works. People, that are at risk go out and take it. I think that's, obviously where we have to be, working first is working for people that are more at risk. Kids obviously last on the list because it really just, they may get it, but it doesn't bother them. So, hopefully they get this thing and the rollout done the right way.
Well, I got three different doctors with three different comments here, and I'm going to read all three of them. Dr. Scott Gottlieb says the U.S. is in the seventh inning of the pandemic, followed by Dr. Scott Atlas, who said 100 million doses of the vaccine may be ready by the end of the year, and we've heard that Pfizer is looking for emergency use permission to get started in November. And Dr. Fauci says there's no doubt masks are effective. Those are the three comments.
Yeah. Gottlieb's been all over the place over the past year. He really has. And got to also understand that Gottlieb is on the board of directors for Pfizer. And he, they're going to be, I think that they're first in line to have a vaccine come out. So, again, he's been all over the place. Fauci, who knows what he's going to say on any given day. He's all over the place. And I was thinking about that. If Fauci, I think, spent as much time actually working on a cure for this as he did on television and doing interviews, man, we probably would have cured cancer by now, for crying out loud. But, he's all over the place. They all are. Yeah, it's here, there, and everywhere. They don't know. It's like, what am I going to say today? Which lends to all of the confusion out there. I just look to the numbers. It's all you can do. You can take a look at, the fact that people are surviving, and there's the easy way to pull it. All cases are going up here, there. Yeah, so are hospitalizations really going up? How are they handling it in regards to deaths? Who's dying? All of these things. So you just talk about cases, that's just a number. It really is. It's just a number out there, and it doesn't mean much, because the reality is the amount of cases that are being found out, don't you think that there's a hell of a lot more that are not being found out?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. By the way, Greenwich, Connecticut, years ago was a nice little quiet town. People would drive up there. Maybe they'd stop by and spend a little money at some of the shops or whatnot on their way to Boston or whatever. Now, suddenly, Greenwich, Connecticut, and the home prices there have risen the fastest and the highest in the United States on the influx going out of New York City. People are moving there like there's no tomorrow.
Well, the Greenwich you're talking about was probably a much, much longer time ago. Greenwich, over the past, several decades has been high-end. We make jokes about it. We call it hedge fund to stand. There's a lot of the hedge fund guys up there. It's big money. Martha Stewart lives there. It's palatial estates up in the Greenwich area. But it started, after the financial crisis, it started going in the opposite direction. But now the exodus out of New York City, all of the real estate outside of, in and around New York City, in the suburbs, they go very quickly. I mean, homes where I live in certain price points, people buy them without even going to look at them. I mean, if they come up on the market, they'll look at them online, and if they're living far away, they'll just go out and buy it. So that's how hot the real estate market is outside of the city, because everyone's anxious to get out.
Now, there's a couple of different things that came out yesterday about a it's actually called a skinny stimulus, and then the regular stimulus. First of all, Mitch McConnell's $500 billion skinny stimulus bill includes more unemployment money and coronavirus liability protections for businesses. Now, that's a good thing. That's only a $500 billion bill. That's number one. Number two, the White House said that Pelosi and Mnuchin were getting much closer in their stimulus deal, $1.8 trillion versus $2.2 trillion. And I don't know if that means they're going to match the dollars dollar for dollar or what they're going to do there.
Yes, again, I think most of the American people are looking at this like, silly. I feel like it's a bunch of kids arguing on a playground at this point in time. Yeah, we need to have liability protection for businesses out there. I do believe we need targeted stimulus to people that have been out of work for an extended period of time simply because their governor or their mayor won't allow businesses to open up. And I do think that those people need some help. There's areas, there's pockets of this country where that exists. But I'm not a believer of flying a helicopter over the country and dropping cash. I think we need to help people out that want to go out and start a business, that want to reopen some of these businesses that have closed, that are going out there and building and creating. Go out and help entrepreneurs out, getting people back to work. The real job growth in this country comes from businesses that are 5 years old and younger. We've got to bring that animal spirits back to get people out.
Yeah, and I can remember when that was the forte of America, and somehow or another we got off the track. By the way, here's an interesting story that just popped up out of nowhere. Households lacking a bank account fell to 7 million last year. That's about 5.4% of the total bank accounts across the country.
Households lacking a bank account.
Yeah. No bank account in the house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would assume that those are households that were illegal. I mean, how do you get by? I mean, people are getting paid cash. You're going to just go and cash your check at the...
Are they using one of these online banks, maybe?
That's a bank, too, though, isn't it? I mean, it's... That would be considered a bank. I mean, you're just taking your check and going to a check-cashing place and paying those fees. I mean, that's just not too smart. Again, I would think that, you know, certain people are getting paid in cash. Waiting tables and bartending, getting paid in cash back in college, I would put my money in a bank. So that's not too smart.
Yeah, but you were only getting $2 an hour.
Yeah, but the tips. I know.
I remember that. Okay, Morgan Stanley has come out and said a 10% correction is needed before the bull market can resume.
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, their analysts need to justify their paycheck on any given day, so they throw that out there. And whether they're right or wrong, nobody's going to remember it 2 weeks from now. So they just say stuff to say stuff. How would this concern anybody out there? I don't know. Does it matter to your portfolio whether the market corrects 10% before it goes higher? No, it doesn't, if you're smart.
Now, you want to hear some good news?
Sure.
U.S. air passengers exceeded 1 million first time since March.
That's great. I mean, I think that's fantastic. I hope more people are not living in fear and looking to get out and about and travel the country. But again, you know, depending upon where you are in the country, your governor may just lock your buttocks down and say you can't go anywhere. That's like where I live. And you got to, you know, do all sorts of crazy things to get to various different events. I think I might be breaking a law a little bit come November and Christmas this year, though.
All righty. We won't tell. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check it out. And a lot of great information there for you. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.